8 parking spaces get used every day. They meet the requirements of the ordinance, so generally, there's a lot more parking spots than there is people. Generally.
Right, and it should be based on ordinance requirements.
Right, but.
But I think it makes sense, what you were saying, get the engineers' input, but probably also the zoning officers' input, both as to what is the process when you go from the uses that exist under this initial approval to a new use? And what is the process that they would want to see in order to evaluate the park associated with that new use and its implications for the existing parking?
Well, you're gonna have a bunch of things that are gonna be implemented there.
But is that something that you can have conversations with Mr. Belvoir and come with some sort of?
Yes, I'll do that offline.
Right, okay, and Mr. Magnata, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
No, okay. All right, if you move on, Mr. Belvoir?
I don't, the fifth one he has is, we just referenced it real quick, B8, which is the submittal. I have in there that, in conjunction with the conditional use, sufficient information must be provided by the applicant at the conditional use stage to show that the applicant can comply with environmental constraints, including wetlands, stormwater management, parking, and traffic requirements. Not fully engineered in any way, which is what the applicant wanted. I tend to agree with that at this stage. But enough information that you see that it works. So that they took issue with quote-unquote sufficient information. We can change it to applicant must satisfy the township that the applicant can comply with environmental constraints, including wetlands, et cetera. Anybody have an issue with that?
I wouldn't have an issue with that.
That sounds fine to me. I'm like to hear what Jim has to say, but yeah, the concern was that sufficient is very arbitrary. And the overall scheme of things, in terms of getting this project developed, approved, and built, we'd have to go through all those items anyways. But that'd be in the next phase, right.
We thought that the word information to show that, that the project.
What were you suggesting again, Mr. Belvoir?
That we don't use the term, they have to provide sufficient information, but rather applicant must satisfy the township that the applicant can comply with environmental constraints, et cetera.
And the basic premise of that is that an applicant can't come with no engineering done. Is that the idea?
Right. It's going to be bare bones engineer, but it's going to be something that you can put your hands on and figure, hey, this makes sense. And so they address it up front, not fully engineered, but they address it up front. So you see where the stormwater is going to go. You see where sanitary is going to go, et cetera.
And I would think at that point, they're going to be as much on the money as they can be, because if they move forward and they got permission to go ahead, and then they don't meet any of those requirements by the state or county, then they got to revamp the whole thing and come back in.
A lot of money. Patrick, I'll leave that up to you. Are you comfortable that we can show information to make the township comfortable?
Yes, I am.
Without doing, okay, we're good.
Yes, I am.
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on to number 6. This is B9. This concerns access. His thought here was, this is Waldron's thought, the changes are confusing and somewhat problematic. I recall an earlier meeting the idea of an access road parallel to State Highway. If you look to the last page of what I circulated, there's a schematic there that I took from another municipality. And assuming the collector street is 6, and what is that, 209 there? The idea is that the commercial uses face upon a minor interior street as opposed to the existing state highway. So it's a schematic to show an idea. And if that's what you would prefer to see for these types of developments, then that's the type of language that we want there in subsection 9.
Right. We thought that would basically be unsafe, but in a way we've addressed that by, we do believe that there needs to be an artery that will connect the uses, but putting it up front off of a very busy road like that, we think that would lead to issues. Now, didn't we, Pat?
It doesn't look like, according to this drawing, it doesn't look like it's up front. It looks like the buildings are turned around the other way. The Meyer Street is on the inside of the buildings.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, Attorney Belwar, your goal is to say internal circulation that provides safe and adequate access.
That's what you're talking about.
Including consideration of...
That's actually what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Patrick, you are correct. And the whole idea is...
We're parallel.
Entrance off of the state highway.
Well, parallel is just parallel. That doesn't depict that the streets are next to each other. Yeah.
Either existing or if it has to be new.
Yeah, I think Attorney Waldron was thinking you wanted a service road put in alongside the main highway.
Well, I just showed Jim that he kind of agrees with this, actually.
Yeah.
So I think there's more so on the same page.
Circulation is really important.
Mr. Belwar.
Okay, good.
So you can...
All right. And by the way, under that subsection 9, there's an out. It can be waived or modified if, in the judgment of the township, compliance is unreasonable or just impractical. And that would include if PennDOT comes down and says, no, you're not doing that, then we have an out for that section.
And then you could put in here the preference is to have those buildings face each other inside the perimeters of the development. Is that's really what this amounts to, right? The buildings face each other on the road inside the perimeter, that's what your schematic shows, right?
Okay, understood. I'll add that. All right, number 7 out of 8. This is subsection 10, and this is entitled Stage Construction. The thought from Mr. Waldron was the subsection, the first change is fine, the second change is okay, with the exception that the parking landscaping screening and some of the stormwater facilities, like catch basins, cannot be completed for the building or buildings that are to be developed later in the staging process. And this might be more of an engineering question, but in my experience, the developers putting in all this infrastructure first, and then they have pads sitting there. And when they're ready to move forward with a tenant, they build out.
So Patrick, why don't you, it is an engineering issue, Patrick, why don't you address that?
Sure. So the concern was with the ways the wording is that the all the stormwater would have to be installed. I understand the pad should be prepared in the case that it sits empty for a year or two. No stormwater or anything should be leaving the site and creating a problem to other sites or other properties adjacent to the site. The concern with the way it was worded was that we would need to provide, for example, the layout of the stormwater management, the layout of the sanitary and whatnot. I think if there's a way it could be reworded so that the sites are to be maintained and to not to be a detriment for infrastructure or visually, aesthetically, to the other adjacent properties that are developed currently or adjacent properties off-site, then I think we'd be a little bit more comfortable with it.
For example,
we have specifically discussed that before.
Right. Patrick, for example, if we develop the three frontage buildings and these back buildings, we brought utilities to the property lines, we brought a circulation lane in, and we maintain the aesthetics of those lots, but we wouldn't be improving them because we don't know what they're going to be.
Well, they're going to be improved because they're going
to
be
prepared. There's going to have to be, because you're going to be disturbing more than an acre. You're going to be on an NPDS permit. Yeah. So with the NPDS permit,
you'll have to close it out.
You're going to have to either close it out or you're going to have to show them all the stormwater plans for the whole property.
I believe
I think Patrick understands what I'm saying.
Property.
Yes, schematically, we can show it, and we'll get that permit approved through DEP, and we'll provide for, we're gonna provide for the three main requirements of the NPDES, which are rate control, volume control, and water quality. Most of it, if not all of it, will be controlled off of the initial pad. The concern is that if we don't know the layout of the parking, of the driveways, of the footprint of the building, so it'd be difficult to put in all of our, for example, all of our inlets. Now, we'll have to do measures temporarily. It might cost the developer some money to make sure that, you know, this site doesn't damage other properties. It's just the concern was that we'd have to do all this information and all this construction that might eventually get ripped out and be replaced by what actually does fit on the proposed site.
Right, but I think that what we had discussed before was that, you know, that the undeveloped portions of any project should not look like a barren wasteland for a undetermined period of time, whether it be a year or 2 years or whatever. So at that point, that stormwater management is going to be the issue.
Right. But you're going
to prepare. You're going to have to. You're someone, whoever the developer is, not just this project, because again, like Kevin said before, this involves the whole township. So this isn't really a project specific conversation. So if someone's developing a piece of land and they're doing it in stages, and they have a plan, they're going to have to implement and install all of that infrastructure to take care of all the stormwater management, irregardless. That's going to be required by the NPDES permit.
NPDES permit is
that's going to be required.
But
so
they can amend it if they have to make changes. So if they don't put it in at the time of the main construction in the front, they can always, as long as DEP and Pike County Conservation are good with it, then they can move forward. But then if they have to make changes, they're gonna have to amend the permit. And if they amend the permit, they're gonna have to come back in and amend their conditional use.
Right, of course.
And their land
Patrick,
development.
Why don't we agree, Patrick, just to say we'll meet the requirements of the conservation district?
Yeah, that's a more of a higher power than we are anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's coming from DEP.
Yeah, once the MPD permit's in place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Patrick, will you send me some proposed language?
I can do that.
Okay, thank you. And then the last item in the letter concerns B13. And generally he's fine with what I proposed, which was with the idea if we're gonna allow a more concentrated development, the township should be getting something. And that to me comes in the form of green or recreational space. And they're fine with that concept. Here it would be 20% minimum of the lot shall be green. What they took issue with is the recreational component because it is a commercial entity or commercial pursuits here. Even the hotel is considered commercial under the zoning ordinance. So their one request seems to be simply knock out the idea of recreation.
We're going to have a lot of green space in this development, a lot.
Right, but the point is if the township, if the developer gets the advantage of the more condensed development, then why isn't the community able to participate on the property as well? That's the question. So it comes
I'm
to
not
the,
familiar with that in a commercial development. We're going to have beautiful woods and landscaping here. I mean, this is not going to be a development where you're going to see in the back here. There's going to be a lot of green.
Well, I mean, like a dog park or something that you're talking about?
Walking
something simple like that?
It doesn't need to be something.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't need to be a playground. We're not,
no, but it doesn't. But there needs, why not have some use of the property?
We did propose the parking for people to use the river, but Patrick, we
correct.
Could come
we're showing
up with,
10 parking stalls for
yeah, we could come
access
up,
to the trail that goes down to county property.
If it doesn't
designated to that. Those
parking lines.
Yeah, and there's ingress and egress given to the county and whoever needs to use that property.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Going to be included in that.
They would have to because they can't lock that out. That's the access for that right now.
Right, but there isn't any deeded access to it, I don't believe.
No, but I don't think we would allow that to be inaccessible. I don't think.
Right.
I think
exactly.
I think the county would.
Right.
I think within the county comments.
So because it's. Because it's commercial, why can't there be a recreational component? What difference does that make?
Well, no,
if there's going to be green space
here,
anyway.
In the middle of these pads, no. But something like here, a dog park, I think that's great.
Well, that's kind of what we're saying, yeah. Is in a large project like that, give a little bit back to the community.
Yeah, exactly.
And within the green space is fine,
yeah.
But... You know,
we're good. Patrick, you ever designed a dog
yeah,
park?
Yeah, it makes sense, especially you know our 20 acres that we're really concentrating on right now. We are going to have 20%.
I'm not saying it needs to be a dog park. Well, I don't want. I'm not saying it needs to be a dog park, but specifically, but.
No, but the reluctance to recreation because it's commercial.
Exactly.
I don't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
I think what we were interpreting would be that in the middle of this pad you would want a green area that's not appropriate.
No, that's why we had discussion.
We have enough acres to make it work for you.
We're just what's in it for us. You know, we're going to change our ordinance and do the overlay and think, what does the township get out of it? And it doesn't need to be, you know,
right.
Is that
complicated. Before you even said anything, we did propose the parking for people to use the river.
Yes.
I mean,
well, you didn't do that before anything was said. That was asked of you when you came.
I don't know, Patrick.
So let's get it straight where we're at. So,
but, you're saying that
let's get it.
Recreational use is not going to be prohibited. You're agreeing with that.
We're agreeing.
That some
we're
sort
agreeing.
Of
no question.
So between Mr. Belwar and the engineer, is there some way that we can get language in there that encourages that?
Yes, I think we can do that.
Perfect.
Does that make sense, Mr. Magnotta? Is he muted?
Yes, it does make sense.
Okay.
I just have one other comment, if I might, before you wrap up what you're talking about. And that is that's the concept of the staging. I'm presuming then that it's going to be a preliminary. Approval only, because I'm sure you don't want to bond for all the improvements at that preliminary stage. So you're gonna have to come back in for final when each of the buildings is built on your land development, because you have a choice: either you put the improvements in, or you're gonna bond for the improvements, all of the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the staging portion, that's a good comment. I think in the staging portion, it needs to be clear about the bonding.
Only because it's happened to me before. That's why I bring it up.
Tony, would you do me a favor?
I remember that being a discussion.
Language that addresses that? Thank you.
Okay. I can do that.
Good. So, Mr. Belwar, do you have other...
What we've agreed to do, so no problem.
So then I think we need to go back to... where we couldn't come to, where we were at an impasse, which is five and six, right?
I think Andy was going to try and get a hold of the engineer on some of that, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we need some input from the engineer, and if you're all right, also the zoning officer, for not in the substance, but the process here.
Right, and is there, because we're getting more property, or more on less, is there a compromise on this 65-25?
Well, I think everybody agreed to deal with 25 minimum and over the course of the conditional use.
But is it appropriate with this type of a circumstance with 20 acres to go to 65%? It might be on 7 acres, but is it on 10? Or is it on 20?
Well, I think for sure the 75% is off the table.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking for everyone, but I'm just putting it out there that I know in our ordinance that it's with special permission of the supervisors to increase to 75%. I don't think that is on the table at all.
No,
we live with 65%. But the one comment I just want to make is, sure, with this development the way it is, you know, we have extra ground, but there is a possibility that we could do this in two major phases, develop the frontage and not do anything here. So to develop that frontage, you know, we would definitely, you couldn't do that. This with 25%, the infrastructure cost would eat you alive, right?
We're not saying it's solely, the way it's written is, it's not solely limited to 25%. It's just saying through the process, it could be up to 65%.
Yeah.
It's not limiting it 25% right. The way it reads. It's saying it starts out at 25% and then can end up to 65%.
That's something that the engineers and Mr. Belwar can discuss, come back with something.
So it's not, it doesn't say
that's a
25%.
That's a question, that's Andy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That would, yeah. It's saying we'd like to see it at 25%, but
you know, on a 7 acre piece, something small like a dog park or something simple might make sense. On a bigger 20 acre piece, walking paths or something might make more sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it needs to be with the amount of property that you have. So I don't think we want to limit it.
I would agree with the walking
path. I could agree with that, like a perimeter walking path or something like that. People love to walk.
The county building every day.
Not for nothing, I'm going to throw this out there about the parking. If there were designated walking paths, I think there would be designated parking for that. Because, you know, you don't want them parking at the Wawa or whatever, any project.
Yeah.
You don't want them parking at the Wawa and walking around or anything like that. Yeah. So I think adequate infrastructure for that also would be.
Right. So, for sure, that would create some goodwill with the community.
It certainly would.
A little bit of that.
Yes.
So
are we making progress here?
I think we are with the proposed revisions, the response from the applicant, the input tonight. Obviously, I need a good amount of input going forward. But I expect to, at some point, be able to present a revised proposed amendment to you. So further revisions are coming, but be patient, if you will, please, while I check with some others, including your engineer and zoning officer.
And make sure you do them revision 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, I like the highlighted different color stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to be picky, but I have a hard time remembering what was revised.
Yeah, probably do is the next revision, I'll do in blue. So you'll have the red and then you'll have the blue.
Oh, very patriotic. Very good.
Yeah, that's right, with the white page.
Yep.
Mr. DeBeatrice, do you have anything to add or anything that you have concerns over at this point?
No.
Is this acceptable where we're at?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd like to get it behind us so we can.
Right. I think we're moving forward. I think we're gaining. Yeah.
We're absolutely gaining.
Yeah, we're whittling it down little by little.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so
pretty good chunks right now.
So the
Patrick, are you aware of what input you're going to need to provide, Mr. Balladur?
Well, I think also.
Please.
Mr. DeFed just asked if I'm aware of what I'm
sticking
with
the 10 acres.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
But let's see. Let's see where we go.
Okay. So I think from Mr. Waldron's perspective that we need a justification for the 7 acres. Mr. Belwar, you can talk to him about that.
I will do that.
Okay. That's the only comment that I have.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the direction and the input.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Zoning warehouse standards, we haven't gotten an answer from
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
We haven't gotten We haven't gotten anything back from our engineer in reference to the warehouse standards, right?
No, we haven't, but I did do a draft, which has not been typed yet. So I'm going to send it to John and let him take a look at it and let him comment on it. So hopefully we have something for the workshop.
Okay.
All right.
Mixed-use zoning amendment?
That goes with this.
That goes with this, right?
Yeah, once we get this squared away, then we can work on a mixed-use.
Okay. Eastern Pike Regional Sewer Plan?
No word.
Okay. Any public participation or discussions or anything for the good of the order, so to speak?
Yeah, I got something. I don't know if anybody's aware, but the county decided to, they want to close off the bridge behind the Shell there over to Vandermark.
Yep.
And make it strictly walking, which we're writing letters about it because that causes grief because now the buses have to pick up the kids on 209 rather than going down the side.
I was just going to say, isn't that the bus stop?
Garbage trucks, fire trucks, septic trucks. Everybody that goes in there is going to have to back out onto 209 then if they close that bridge. Otherwise, we're going to end up with a lot of complaints about people turning around in people's parking lots and driveways.
I think your first step is you plow that and maintain that,
right?
And you should
that's in there.
Discontinue doing that. That should be the state's job to do whatever.
Who maintains
it? Milford Township.
We plow
it. Township.
So
is that
shut that down?
Is that
we have a maintenance agreement
to the county? It's a county bridge, but since our residents use it, our road crew plows it.
Right, but is there a contract with that?
I don't know. I would have to ask Gary.
No, the contract is for Foster Hill and Bennett Ave.
Right, but if the county owns the bridge, but the state dictates the use of the road.
No, that road is in Milford Township.
The road's in Milford Township.
It's our township.
Whose responsibility is the bridge?
And they want to close the bridge to vehicular traffic.
The county owns the bridge.
Is it in dire need of repair?
Well, they just dropped it from unlimited to 29,000 pounds.
Well, you can't run a garbage truck across it now anymore, eh?
You could
run a school bus.
Has our engineer looked at that?
We just got it.
This just occurred at the last commissioner's meeting. It actually didn't occur because they talked about it, but I don't see anywhere in the minutes where they took any action other than reducing it to.
Can you sue them to fix their bridge?
They don't have the money to fix the bridge.
Who deemed the bridge impassable up to 20?
Rachel put in for all the.
We're trying to find out all.
Oh, okay. So this is the baby stage.
Yep.
Okay, so there's no information yet. They just put it out there, but they reduced the bridge to 29,000.
Yes.
But so why did that?
How did they do that? On what information?
Well, they're also talking about traffic. There's not much traffic there, but there's. I want to see the traffic study because everybody coming home from work cuts through there. The residents that live on Moon Valley go that way.
I mean, you.
They're
you
saying, well, there's another way they can go.
You
not
can't,
the trucks.
You can't, you're not supposed to cut through the back.
Doesn't matter.
To avoid the light any either.
Used.
I agree. There's no through traffic signs all over the place, but.
I mean, anybody on Foster Hill uses that area sometimes to get over to Foster Hill if you can't.
Well, my main concern is the school bus.
The school buses, and plow truck.
That
because they can't plow that road, they'll have to back out onto 209. after they plow it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, the backlog of...
Yeah, any truck. Any truck's going to have to back out.
Just from a sheer maintenance standpoint.
Well, septic trucks, the only official thing that was done was the reduction in weight. That was it.
I'd still like to know on what authority that was done.
Yeah, and again, I think it was 10 years ago they redid the footers of that bridge. That was under heavy construction for a while there. So where's the problem?
Yeah, I know.
Well, and why did they come to light?
It needs to play out. We have a right to know request in.
If it's a county bridge, our inspections didn't have anything to do with it, right?
No.
Nope.
So what did the supervisors think you wanted to do about it?
Well, Rachel's put in for open records requests, so we got to start there and see where they're claiming all this stuff.
They can't.
You know, Matt went on and did an interview on 16, I think, 16, and said that the big concern is somebody driving into the sides of it and fracturing the bridge.
Well,
that hasn't happened. That bridge is 150 years old, and it hasn't happened.
The visual condition of that bridge compared to the bridge on 209 is...
Yeah. Well, again, we argued 209 too, Mott Street, remember? Whenever they worked on that bridge, we used to come across the Mott Street Bridge.
What's that?
It's comical because the bridge is there for 150 years.
Right, exactly. And the 209 bridge you can see through, and they rated it at 60. Like, there's holes in it. And it's rated at 60,000, and I wouldn't want to bump into those sidewalls of that bridge at 40 miles an hour, 35 miles an hour, whatever the... Because I think it's 35 through there.
Hey, my wife works for PennDOT. She floors it when she goes over that bridge just to get off it.
So,
all right, well, I think you made some progress tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned about the staging, that's all.
Yeah, no, I think that the staging needs to be clear, and I think that the engineering needs to be done when they know... If they know the size of pad they're going to put for parking, they know the size of the building, they know what their water numbers are.
I agree.
When you put that much impervious surface, it doesn't matter whether it's one story or 10 stories high. The same amount of water drops on the same amount of square footage. Who are they kidding?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that, the piping and the culverts and the basins and stuff, all that stuff needs to be there anyway.
Anyway,
I don't understand why I like they have to put it all. The connection points aren't going to be different.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time on the parking issue, and I think that if you talk to John, he's probably going to say that the parking should meet whatever the ITE standards are for that particular use. So when the use changes, the parking will change.
Yeah, but that's,
they don't like
it, and then put the name. What's wrong with putting the name permit on it for parking? You have a parking permit for each use. I don't see the problem with that.
The only problem I have with that, coming from zoning, is if they do shared parking, it's very hard.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's redundant.
Yeah,
because you can't get it has to be addressed by the zoning officer anyway. So why should there be something separate when it's all encompassed in the conditional,
in the change of use.
I think it's in there. It's in there anyway. The zoning officer has to look at the parking.
I think the appropriate language is the use will meet the required standards. The same language we have right now. It's got to meet the ITE standards, or if it can't meet it, give us an explanation as to why.
The point is, it needs to be clear that there needs to be an application when there's change of use, and if it requires a new conditional use, then that's what's got to be done.
Right.
What they want to do is have one conditional use hearing for the entire project. That's not appropriate in my book.
No, when I said it, even if they went to a drive-in at a restaurant, drive-through, they'd have to come back in. Even he said, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because that's changing the use. It's the same use, but it's changing the actual use.
So did you have anybody in the public audience other than the participant?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it.
Might have been a hoot owl somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. So I don't have anything else, guys, unless you have a question.
Hearing nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I will second it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
All right.